Yo, what's up, man? This is live right here. I was saying, see, people buying their way of stuff. And you mean, this is what I said. This is a time for people to have black-owned business right now. And this is a time for black people to be self-respect. So, like, I was looking at stuff. So, while we keep buying from these Asians, so when people think they keep disrespecting us, we got stuff online, we got stuff enough to create our own business right now. We don't need to buy, do our business and patronize our business to these Asian people that's going to mistreat us. So, and we need to stop using the term black people. When you want to really want to get black people to buy your business, you got to stop using the term. You better. Don't be evil mean. Just say, hey, I appreciate you doing for our business. Learn to say, I appreciate or thank you. And maybe you can get more black people to buy into your business. But if you're being hostile to them to get them to buy your business, you will never get them involved in providing nothing from you or put back something back in the black community. You got to learn to be nice and be courtesy. Say, I appreciate, thank you. That's a lot of stuff we need to teach black business, that who's doing the business for themselves and they can get black people to buy business. You got to be nice to our black people, man. That's going to buy and purchase power and cater into your business. You got to learn to be nice, man. So we won't have all this trouble and black people going into other damn people and sending their money into stuff. We can make the market grow strong. We don't need none of these people. We can do it, man. We just got a chance to unify. And we just got to be a little nicer on everybody. Everybody turn. We can make black business grow strong. We can make these places grow strong. You know, we're the one who built this country, the founder of this country. We're the one who built this country, man. Yeah, but they don't show black people love, or they don't show black people respect. They want to mistreat black people. We're not slaves to nobody. We never was slaves to nobody. So you can just get that slave shit off somebody. I'm not no slave to nobody. I'm not a house nigga, nobody. So none of that. That's what I'm saying. It's time us to rise up and be self-sufficient. It's time to stand up, rise up, black people. And it's time to rise up, stand up. This is your shit. You built this country. We built this country. This country being built off the tails of black people. We built this whole damn thing. And man, I tell you, man, black people, these white people can't do this shit without us. It's like I say, bro, they are weak. They cannot do this shit without us. We are the epitome of this country. We make this country. We built the White House. We built everything. So you talking about reparation, begging people out of reparation. You don't need no reparation, man. You got it right there. You already know what you built. And there, you built half of this is yours. You built this country, man. Half of this is black people's shit. We invented shit up in this country. It's now time for black people to get what was theirs. The piece of the rock. It's time for us to get what ours, man. The piece of the rock. Half of this is black people's stuff. And people just don't know it because they think the truth hurt. But half of this is our stuff, bro. So, I'm just telling you, man. Like I said, half of this is our stuff. So, we're just telling you, this is mostly our stuff here. So, I know. All that. I just got to drinking me a cup of coffee and talking to stuff around there on the phone. also doing some partying, taping right here. So most stuff I looked off the internet stuff there. So it's a lot of stuff there. They're talking about bringing people illegal in our country. But you know, most of these Mexicans that come illegal in our country, they talking about they come to make a better stuff. But look, you come over here illegally. I mean, why would this come the right way? So I'm not dealing with these Mexicans or Asians or Donald Trump's trying to keep out. We shouldn't keep nobody out of this country. We shouldn't waste our money in building open borders for people to keep illegals out. We shouldn't waste our money for open borders. That's the wrong start. I mean, why did this president don't even think about drones? Did he ever consider to see drones and stuff? This president is thinking walls like this is gonna stop people. Walls are made to tear down. It's not gonna really stop people. I mean, they ain't thinking the real morality of ideal that white people are crumbling. White people are not even joining into a third world. They just don't know faith. Black and brown people are taking over, man. And they are creating, and they're getting stronger, and they're getting vulnerable. I just told you like this right here. White people are getting weaker, while brown people are getting stronger by the hour. And remember, like I always just remember I was saying on my YouTube a couple of times, what I was saying. They're getting weaker by the hour, the day, while any black and brown person is getting stronger. They're getting more stronger ever. And they're getting vulnerable. So remember I told y'all, white people, you're getting more stronger by bringing out your hate messages. Don't bring your hate. The more you bring out hate, the more you bring out profile. I'm telling you, white people, the more you bring out hate, the more you bring out profiling blacks and brown people, you're getting weaker by your hate message, your hate speeches. You're getting more weaker, weaker, weaker. And the weakest you're getting, you're going to be so weak, you won't be able to produce nothing, move nothing. Black and brown people is going to be stronger, and they're going to be stronger, and they're going to be so strong that you cannot. They'll be so strong. So why you think that white people always want to? Why white people always want to use a gun? Use a gun to want to shoot people. Because they don't have the strength no more. Because they're getting weaker. They're getting weaker by the hour. They're getting weaker by the hour. So they're getting weaker by the hour. So they're getting weaker. They're getting weaker by the hour. So that's what I'm telling black people. Don't fall in the trap. Keep getting strong. Keep getting stronger. Don't let them intimidate you. If you let them intimidate you, you keep getting stronger and stronger. And you will, next minute, you will be vulnerable. That's why I tell white people, look here, why I'm weaker, stop racial profiling, stop doing all that. If you stop being a monkey and stop being racial profiling, check this out. You will stop becoming having strength again. But you're not gonna have strength by that mess. So I'm just telling you more of my stories after. I'm gonna talk some more after that pretty soon, but I'm trying to make some more YouTube videos of that to put on there. So I'm just doing some audio stuff. Okay. Peace out now.